Morning, brothers and sisters.
早上我们请打开约翰福音第十五章。
Let's open the book of John, chapter 15.
我们要读福音第十五章第一节到第八节。
Verse 1 to 8.
分到以后呢，我们大家同声来读。
Let's read together.
好，第十五章第一节，我是真葡萄树，我父是栽培的人。凡属我不结果子的枝子，他就剪去；凡结果子的，他就修理干净，使枝子结果子更多。现在你们因我讲给你们的道已经干净了。你们要藏在我里面，我也藏在你们里面。枝子若不藏在葡萄树上，自己就不能结果子。你们若不藏在我里面，也是这样。我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。藏在我里面的，我也藏在他里。这人就多结果子，因为我，你们就不能做。人若不藏在我里面，就像枝子丢在外面枯干，人拾起来扔在火里烧了。你们若藏在我里面，我的话也藏在你们里面。凡你们所愿意的，祈求就给你们成就。你们多结果子，我父就因此得荣耀，你们也就是我的门徒了。好，我们就读到这里，我们再有一点祷告。所以我们感谢赞美你的恩典，让我们今天又一次能够聚在主的面前。
We thank you for your grace and praise you. You let us together here before you.
哇，你说你就是这世界的光，跟从你的人就不在黑暗里走。
Lord, you say you are the light in this world. The one who follow you will not walk in the darkness.
生命在你里头，这个生命就是人的光。
And life is in you. This life is the light.
因此早晨我们盼望借着主的话语，主我们再来与主的生命有交通。
And then this morning, we to through your words, we commune with.
当神的生命借着主的话进到我们里面，主我们里面就有了光。
When the life of the Lord through your words enter into us, and then our life will be full of light.
有了光，我们才能在这个黑暗的世界来行走。
So we can walk in this darkness world when we have the light of you.
但愿主怜悯我们，今天早上让我们众人都能够借着主的话与主的生命有连接。
Have mercy on us, Lord, that may this morning we have united with you, with your life.
就像这个话语所说的，离了主，我们就什么也不能做。
Like the scripture we just read, without you, we can do nothing.
我们不能够把主的话说明白，我们也没有办法把主的话翻译得清楚，我们更无法能够进入这个话语里面的生命。
Man cannot speak your words thoroughly, and so does the translation. Also, we don't understand fully of your words.
因此，我们全然的来依靠神。
So we fully depend on God.
求圣灵。临到我们中间。
May the Holy Spirit be among us.
怜悯我们众人。
Have mercy on all of us.
我们把下面的时间交托在主的手中。
We place the following time in your hands.
祷告奉靠主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.
早晨我们读的这一段圣经，是我们的主耶稣在他上十字架以前最后一次与门徒的一个谈论。
The scripture we just read is the last words that the Lord talked to his disciples.
可以说这个教训是主耶稣在地上最后的一个教训。
We can say this teaching is the last teaching of the Lord when he is on the earth.
这个教训是在逾越节的晚餐之后的一个教训。
This teaching is after the Last Supper on the Passover day.
在主耶稣来启示徒关于这个拨饼的这件事之后发生的事。
This is after the reviewed the meaning of union service.
主启示他们要用这个杯，用这个饼来纪念他的死。
The Lord revealed them, and we have to remember His death with the bread and the cup.
然后他们就唱诗，
Then they sang song.
唱完诗，主就带门徒要从那个聚会的地方，逾越节宴席晚餐的地方，然后去客西马尼园。
After they sang a song, and then they went heading for Gethsemane after the supper.
就是在这个去客西马尼园这个路上，主给他们讲了这最后的。一篇的分享。
This is the last sharing the Lord had for his disciples on the way to Gethsemane.
因此，我们就知道这个是我们主耶稣心中里面最后要向门徒说的一些话。
So that we know this is the last words the Lord want to tell his disciples.
因此，我们就认为这一段话有它特别的一个重要性。
So we know this verses that we get is very important.
这一段圣经里面一开始就有这么一个宣告。
It declares in the beginning.
他说：“我是真葡萄树。”
And then he says, "I am the true vine."
为什么主耶稣要说？真葡萄树呢?
Why the Lord says he is the true vine?
难道还有一棵假葡萄树吗?
Is there a fake one?
为什么主要强调说我是那个真的葡萄树呢?
Why the Lord has to emphasize he is the true vine?
或许我们今天读圣经的人，我们没有以色列人的背景，所以我们不是非常明白为什么耶稣要用真这个字。
And then we probably don't truly understand why the Lord says true vine because we don't have the background of the Israelites.
如果我们是犹太人的话,
if we are Jews,
我们就非常的明白为什么耶稣要用真这个字。
If we are Jews, we will understand why the Lord has to say he is the true vine.
每一个犹太人知道什么是葡萄树。
All the Jews know is the vine.
所有的犹太人也都在等候有一天看见那棵葡萄树被神复兴起来。
All the Jews are waiting for the true vine will be restored.
在诗篇里面，诗人曾经说：“你从埃及。”挪出了一棵葡萄树。
And then in Psalms it says, you have removed a vine from Egypt.
赶出了外邦人，把这个树栽上。
You drove out the nation and planted it.
因此，犹太人心里面非常的清楚什么是葡萄树。
So the Jews clearly know what is the true vine.
葡萄树就是以色列的国家。
And the vine is the nation of Israel.
这个国家神把他们从埃及里面。移出来的。
And then this nation is removed from Egypt.
然后赶出迦南地的外邦人，把这个国家安置在这个牛奶与蜜之地的上面。
Then they drove out all the Gentiles in Canaan, and then they put this nation in the promised land.
这就是他们心中的那一棵葡萄树。
That is the true vine in the heart of the Jews.
这葡萄树让这个以色列的这个民族有一个地方，他们能够生存，他们能够成长，他们能够发芽，他们能够结果。
This is the land that for the Israelites they have, they can live, they can spread, and they can survive.
他们所有一切的需要都在这个葡萄树的里面。
All their needs are in this vine.
因此当这个他们送了十二个探子去看这个牛奶与蜜之地的时候。
So when they sent 12 spies to went to the land that come with milk and honey.
这十二个人回来以后，他们要证明这个地是真是牛奶与蜜之地。
This 12 spies, they have to approve this land is truly with milk and honey.
他们带回来了一大串的葡萄。
And they brought back a big cluster of grapes.
个人用一个杠才能够把这一串的葡萄带回来。
And then two people have to catch this pool of cluster of grapes.
这一串葡萄就证明这一块地就是那个葡萄树啊。
And this cluster of grapes proves that is the land with honey and milk.
这就是神要把以色列这个国家所栽种的那个地方。
That's the land that God will plant Israel in the place.
当神给他们那个地的时候，他有一个疆界的。
And when God gave them this land, it come with a boundary.
以色列人所有一切的需要都在这个疆界的里面。
All the needs that Israelites need is in this boundary.
他们不需要
到这个疆界的以外去找任何的东西。
They don't need to find anything outside the boundary.
所有以色列人，他们所有的需要都在这个疆界的里面。
All the needs is in the confine of this boundary.
这个就是葡萄树。
That is the vine.
每一个犹太人都知道这个。
All the Jews knows this vine.
但是很不幸啊。
Unfortunately,
一天呢，犹太人离开了这个疆界。
And then the Jews left this boundary.
他们被掳到巴比伦去了。
They went to Babylonia.
他们从这个葡萄树里面离开了。
And they departed from this vine.
他们失去了这个以色列的国家。
And they lost their nation.
他们在这个万民中被人抛来抛去。
They scattered in all nations.
他们觉得这个葡萄树已经被毁坏了。
They thought this vine was destroyed.
因此，每一个犹太人的心里面都有一个盼望。
So all the Jews have a hope in their hearts.
就是有一天这个弥赛亚会来。
And the one day the Messiah will return.
这个弥赛亚来的时候呢，他要复兴这个葡萄树。
When the Messiah returns, he will restore the vine.
所以门徒问主耶稣说：“你复兴以色列的国就是这个时候吗？”
So the disciples asked the Lord, "Is this the time you restore?" The nation of Israel.
我们就可以知道，在每一个犹太人的心里面，也特别是在这个门徒们的心中，他们知道他盼望的那个葡萄树。
That's why we know in the Israelites and also the disciples, the vine that's that they hope for.
他们需要有这个葡萄树。
They need the vine.
所以他们可以生活，他们可以成长，他们可以发芽，他们可以结果。
So that they can live, they grow, and then they bear fruit.
因此主耶稣在最后一篇信息的时候告诉他们说我是真葡萄树。
So in this last message the Lord told them I am the true vine.
以色列国不是葡萄树。
The nation of Israel is not the vine.
犹太人所盼望的所需要的葡萄树又是主耶稣基督啊。
The vine that the Jew hoped is the Lord.
只有主耶稣基督是我们生活的地方，是我们成长的地方，是我们发芽的地方，是我们结果的地方。
Only the Lord is the place that we live, we grow, and we bear fruit.
也只有主耶稣是我们能够荣耀神的一个地方。
And only the Lord is the place that we can glorify God.
但人以为啊，他们所需要的是以色列国。
The Jews thought what they need is the nation of Israel.
因为他们深深感觉没有了国家，什么都不能做。
Because they know without the country, they cannot do anything.
但是主耶稣说，你们所最需要的是这个葡萄树，是耶稣基督。
But the Lord tells them what they need, the vine, is the Lord Jesus.
因为我们离了主，我们什么都不能做。
Because depart from the Lord, we can't do anything.
弟兄姊妹们，不晓得今天我们是不是像门徒一样
？Dear brothers and sisters, do we like the disciples?
门徒的心里面有另外一棵葡萄树的。
In disciples, they have another vine.
我们今天的心里面是不是有一棵葡萄树呢
？Is there a vine in our hearts？
我们心里面是不是觉得有一个地方是我们可以生活，是我们可以成长，是我们可以发芽，我们可以结果的地方
？Is there a place we think there's a place that we can live, grow, bear fruit？
我们心里面也常常在盼望，神把这个葡萄树赐给我。
We always hope that the Lord will give us this vine.
像这些门徒当天他们有这么一棵葡萄树。
This is the same like the disciples that day they hope there is a vine.
因此当主耶稣说我是真葡萄树的时候，这句话是带着能力的。
So when the Lord says I am the true vine, it comes with power.
感谢早晨我们也能够在主的面前看见这句话是非常大的一句话。
So this morning I hope we know the,When the Lord says so, it comes with power.
我们心里面是有另外一棵葡萄树的。
We have another vine in our hearts.
我们每个人里面都可能有另外一个葡萄树。
We might have another vine in our hearts.
我们可能认为我们在这个美国，我们只要有身份就可以了。
When we think when we are in America, we need the paperwork.
没有身份，什么都不能做。
Without identification, we can't do anything.
因此，那个身份对我们来讲像葡萄树一样。
So our identification is like the vine to us.
只要有一天主给我一个身份，那就好了，就是我的葡萄树啊。
So one day when the Lord gave me the paperwork, then I got the vine.
有许多人觉得在这个地上能有一定的工作呢，这就是葡萄树。
Someone think when we have a stable job, that's my vine.
如果没有工作的话，我什么都不能做。
I can't do anything.Without a job.
我没有事业的话，我什么都不能做。
And then without career, can't do anything else.
因此我在地上，我要求主给我一个事业。
So I will ask the Lord, give me a career.
你的事业就是我的葡萄树。
My career is my vine.
有的人觉得家庭就是葡萄树。
Some think the family is your vine.
哎呀，工作和事业不过是为了家庭。
And then my work, my career is just for my family.
如果这个家庭被建立起来以后呢，这就是我的葡萄树。
If my family is built up, that's my vine.
我所有的需要都在这个家庭的里面。
All my needs is in my family.
这个家庭就是我的盼望，也是我的满足。
My family is my hope, is my joy.
因此，我们心里面常常有不同的葡萄树的。
So we have different vines in our hearts.
但是耶稣说。我是真葡萄树。
But the Lord says, I am the true vine.
你离了我呢，不能做什么。
You can't do anything without me.
对门徒来讲，这是一个非常大的一句话。
And this is very important for disciples.
我想对我们，这也是一样重要的一句话。
And then so do to us.
只有耶稣是真葡萄树。
Only the Lord is the true vine.
但是主的话还没有讲完呢。
But the Lord didn't finish his words.
我们觉得这个真葡萄树这句话是非常大的。
And then we think he said he's a true vine is great.
但是我们主耶稣下面讲的那句话比这句话更奇妙了。
And then is more, the Lord amazed us even more for the following sentence.
他说你们是枝子。
So you are the branches.
啊，这句话是非常大的。
And this is great.
这表示说我们和主的关系啊，是一个生命的关系啊。
This is talking about relationship between we and the Lord is life.
因为那个枝子是从葡萄树长出来的。
Because the branches grow from the vine.
这个枝子的生命就是这个葡萄树的生命。
The life of the branches is life of the vine.
所以我们和主的关系啊，是一个生命的关系。
The relationship with the Lord is the relationship of life.
相反，和儿女的关系啊。
It's like to be parents and children.
主和我们的关系不是一个外面的关系。
It's not an external relationship.
我们常常有一个错误的观念。
Sometimes we have a wrong understanding.
我们觉得葡萄树是葡萄树啊。
We think the vine is the vine.
那个枝子是枝子。
The branches are separate from the vine.
葡萄树好像是那个树干。
And the vine is the trunk.
那个我们呢是那个枝子，要想要从树干里面得一点帮助。
We are the branches. We want some help from the trunk.
我们觉得葡萄树在枝子之外的。
We thought the branches is outside of the vine.
主是那个葡萄树，我们是枝子。
The Lord is the vine, we are the branches.
但是这里面告诉我们呢。
But here tells us.
这个枝子就是葡萄树啊。
The branches is the vine.
这个葡萄树就是枝子啊。
The vine is the branches.
这个葡萄和树和枝子是不能分开来的。
And the vine and the branches cannot be separated.
枝子在葡萄树的里面。
And the branches live in the vine.
葡萄树也在这个枝子的里面。
They live in the branches.
是葡萄树和枝子不能分的。
It's indivisible between the
vine
and the branches.
这个人的身体和身上的肢体是不能分的。
It's like our bodies cannot be separated.With our arms and legs.
肢体在身体的里面。
And the members is in the body.
身体也在肢体的里面。
And the body is in the members.
所以在圣经里面有一个词出现了很多很多次的。
In this body, there was one word appeared many times.
叫做在基督的里面。
It say in Christ.
所以有人在基督的里面，这人就是新造的人。
If anyone in Christ, he's a new creation.
而讲到说我们原是他的工作，在耶稣基督。
And then we are his workmanship, and we are created in Christ.
就说向着标杆直跑，要在基督耶稣里面得着从上头来的奖赏。
We have to run towards the goal and to receive the prize and from upwards.
那不管是我们的得救，或是我们的成长，或将来的奖赏，都是在基督里啊。
Now our salvation, our growth, and even the prize in the future is all in Christ.
在基督里面不单单是一个真理啊，
this,
是一个经历的。
In Christ is not the truth, it is experience.
从前有您的戴德生在中国传道的时候，
when,
那个时候他的事工非常的繁重。
When Hudson Taylor worked in China, he has a very heavy workload.
因此他常常觉得他与神不够亲近啊。
He always thought he is not close enough with the Lord.
虽然他在早晨他祷告他读经。
Even though he pray and then he read Bible in the morning.
但是经过一天的这个忙碌和事务以后呢，他里面觉得 到了最后他还是非常的软弱。
And then after the busy work during the whole day, and then at the end, he feels he's very weak.
因为他里面有相当这个程度的一个挣扎。
So he was struggling.
他盼望他的里面的那个生活和主是亲近的。
And he hoped that he will have a close relationship with the Lord.
但是他的生活非常非常的繁忙，因此他里面有相当程度的挣扎。
But his life was very so he struggled a lot.
有一天到了一封信。
One day he received a letter.
信里面呢，那有这么一句话。
There was one word from the letter.
他说如何能够得着信心呢
？How to gain faith?
他说不是努力去追求的，乃是安息在信实的主的里面。
It is not by striving after faith, but by resting in the faithful one.
突然之间啊。这句话呢，好像一个光就照进来了。
All of a sudden, that is a light shining into his heart.
他说他看见了一个事实。
He see a fact.
他看见那个事实就是他已经在基督里了。
The fact is, he has already in Christ.
在基督里是一个属灵的一个事实。
This is a fact, a spiritual fact that we are in Christ.
我们要亲近神，不是我们要去。好像要努力要到基督的里面去。
We want to be close to the Lord. It's not we strive for.
乃是我们已经在基督里。
We've already abiding the Lord.
我们只需要安息在我们的地位上。
We just resting in the place that we have.
所以他看见这个葡萄树不仅仅是那个树干。
So Hudson Taylor considered this vine is not only the trunk.
也不是那个根。
It's not a root.
这个葡萄树也包括所有的枝子。
It include all branches.
这个葡萄树也包括那个枝子上面所有长出来的一树叶。
And then this vine include all the leaves.
这个葡萄树也包括里面所结出来的所有的果实。
And then also include all the fruit.
从根一直到果实，所有加起来叫做葡萄树。
From root to fruit all together, it's the vine.
因此，作为一个枝子，它已经在葡萄树里面。
As a branch, it's already in the vine.
它更看见，不但如此，连那个土壤也是主。
And he's not only so, even the soil is the Lord too.
空气也是主。
The air too.
阳光也是主。
The sunshine.
基督是一切，又在一切的里面。
Christ all and in all.
因此，当这样的一个认识呢，进到戴德生里面以后呢，它里面一切的思虑都已经除去了。
When this revelation entered.Hudson Taylor, then all the worries are gone.
从那个时候，他的侍奉有一个重大的一个转变。
And since then, now his service come with a revolution.
无论在任何的环境的里面，他都能够安息。
He can rest in the Lord in any circumstances.
因为他已经在这个葡萄树的里面。
Because he is united, he's already in the vine.
主是那个葡萄树，他是里面的枝子。
The Lord is the vine, he is the branch.
因此，这个枝子要安息在这个葡萄树里面，它就好了。
This branch only need rest in the vine, and then it will be fine.
所以这句话，我是葡萄树。这句话是很大，但是你们是枝子，这句话也很大。
It is very important. The Lord says, "I am the true vine," and also it's very important when say, "You are the branches."
我们知道当日这话给门徒有相当大的冲击。
We know that the disciples.
在圣灵的里面，这句话对我们也有同样的一个冲击。
And I hope in the Holy Spirit, this word will reveal us too.
我们要知道，只有耶稣基督是那个真葡萄树。
We need to know only Jesus Christ is the true vine.
而我们是那个葡萄树上的枝子。
We are the branches on the vine.
我们也是那个葡萄树。
We are the vine too.
我们在葡萄树的里面。
We are in the vine.
葡萄树也在我们的里面。
The vine is in us too.
这是非常非常奇妙的一件事。
This is amazing.
但是不但是一个真理。
That's not a truth.
这也是一个经历。
It's an experience too.
如何从这个真理进入到那个经历的里面呢
？How do we from the fact into the experience?
要住在这个葡萄树的里面。
Abide in the vine.
这就是那个经历了。
That is the experience.
当我们常常看到这段圣经的时候。
When we read this verse,
他就出了好几次。
It repeat many times.
不管在第四里面。
In verse 4,
你们要藏在我里面，那我也藏在里面。
Abide in me, and I in you.
枝子若不藏在 葡萄树上呢自己就不能结果子，你们若不藏在我里面呢也是这样。
As the branches cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, so neither can you unless you abide in me.
这是非常清楚、非常简单的一件事情。
It's clear and it's simple.
就是我们能不能结果子，那取决于我们有没有住在这个葡萄树的里面。
Do we bear fruit or not? It depends on our abiding in the vine.
这是再简单也不过的事了。
And this is so simple.
我想每一个门徒都明白这件事。
All the disciples understand this.
今天你我也能够明白这件事。
So do us.
如果今天我们没有结果子的话，
If we don't bear fruit,
那只有一个原因，我们没有住在葡萄树里面。
There's only one reason, that is we are not abiding in it.
第五节，我是葡萄树，你们是枝子，藏在我里面的，我也藏在他里面，这人就多结果子，因为离了我们就不能做什么。
Verse says, I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he bears much fruit.For depart from me, you can do nothing.
所以第五节说，你们如果结果子呢，是因为住在我的里面。
It says if you bear fruit because you abide in me.
那第六节说，人若不藏在我里面，就像枝子丢在外面枯干，人拾起来扔在火里烧了。
Verse 6 says, if anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away as a branch and dries up, and they gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned.
如果我们不常住在主里面,
if we don't abide in him very often,
有一个现象会发生,
and there will something will happen,
我们觉得里面非常的枯干啊,
we will feel dry inside.
弟兄姊妹, 有没有这个感觉啊?
Do you feel?
我们有时候觉得里面很枯干啊。
Sometimes we feel there is very dryness within us.
那个枝子没有连在葡萄树上，那个枝子就会很枯干的。
It's like that the branches are united in the vine, that the branches will dry up.
那枯干紧啊。
Not only dry up.
扔起来以后呢，要扔在火里面的。
And then people gather them and then cast them into the fire.
所以这个扔在火里面以后呢，那感觉就非常的软弱的。
And then if you're in the fire, you will feel you're very weak.
如果你觉得里面枯干的话，或者觉得你的软弱的话，很可能呢，你已经在火里面了。
If you feel dry, if you feel you are in the fire, you probably feel dry and weak, you probably is already in the fire.
不管是枯干还是软弱，都是我们经历的问题。
No matter you feel dry or you feel you are weak, that's our is related to our experience.
所以今天我们每一个人都能证明这句话是真实的。
We can all prove this is true.
我们每一个人都曾经经历过里面的那个枯干的光景。
We all experience the dryness in our hearts.
我们也都经过那个被火烧的那个光景。
And we all experience we are in the fire.
那感谢主啊，这个呢，这些情形都在这些圣经的里面。
And then praise the Lord, our conditions is in the verse.
这个结果是一个生命的自然现象。
Bear fruit is a natural phenomenon of life.
如果你们后院里面有种果树的话，你就知道了。
If you plant fruit tree in your backyard, you know.
这个果树不想结果子的时候，你也没有什么办法的。
When the tree doesn't bear fruit, what can you do?
你也不能天天去骂他说你要结果子啊。
You can't yell at him, bear fruit.
你也不能去跟他讲道理，这个树就是应该结果子的。
You cannot teach him.
你也不能跟他说我已经施了这么多肥，你为什么不结果子？
You cannot tell him, I give you a lot of fertilizer, and why are you not bearing fruit?
等到这个时候到了时候，这果树就结果子了。
And then when it's time, it bear fruit.
这是一个自然生命的一个现象。
This is a natural phenomenon of a life.
所以圣经告诉我们说啊，他说你要怎么样来认识这个生命的这个结果子的现象呢？你就看野地的百合花就知道了。
So the Bible tells us how do you see this bearing fruit? And then in natural, go to see the lily in the field.
这个百合花要开花的时候呢，不需要努力的。
When the lily blooming, it doesn't need itself.
他自己不劳苦，不纺线。
He does not labor nor spin.
所以那朵花的出现，它不需要有任何的个别的努力的。
And that flower bloom doesn't need any effort from itself.
而他说产出来的荣华要超过所罗门最荣华的时候。
But its glory is more than all the glory from Solomon.
属灵的成长，生命的成长，就像百合花的成长一样。
The spiritual growth is like the lily growth.
不需要我们努力的。
We don't need make effort. comfort.
我想大家听了这个很高兴，对不对？
Oh, you will be happy when you hear this.
我们觉得我们已经努力了很久了。
We thought that we made effort for a long time.
早听到这样的信息就好了。
You should give us this message long time ago.
原来是不需要努力的。
Oh, we don't need make efforts.
不需要人的努力的。
We don't need man's labor.
百合花长花从来没有他个人的努力。
The lily grow doesn't need its own effort.
百合花是一个生命的现象。
And in the life of the lily.
百合花只要住在那个土地的里面就可以了。
The lily only needs to abide in the field.
除了住在那个土的里面，没有其他的事。
And then it has to do nothing, just abide in the field.
今天我们不能结果子或者不能得到安息，不是因为我们不努力。
And we do not bear fruit. That is not because we don't make effort.
那是因为我们不停留。
It is because we don't stop.
No. 不 stay.
Or we don't stay.
我们不住在主的里面。
We don't abide in the Lord.
换句话说，今天我们不结果子，是我们做的太多，不是我们做的太少。
And then, in another word, we do not bear fruit because we do too much, not because we do too little.
这个住在主里面不是一个比喻哈。
And then it is not a parable for abiding the vine.
不是一个抽象的一个说法。
It's not an abstract saying.
住在主里面是一个非真实的一件事。
Abiding is a fact.
这个住这个字在下文里面非常简单的，而这是非常平实的一句话，就是停留。
Okay. In Greek,abide is very simple. It's just stay.
不离开的意思。
And remain.
就是这么简单。
That's simple.
我们中文翻的这个住在主里面的时候呢，有时候我们觉得这句话好像比较抽象一点呢。
In Chinese translation, when you think abide in the Lord, it seems very abstract.
其实一点都不抽象。住在主里面就是停留在主里面，或者不离开主。
Abide in the Lord is to stay in the Lord or not depart from the Lord.
我们每一个人都知道怎么样住在主里面。
We all know how to abide in the Lord.
我们现在每一个人都住在这个聚会的厅的里面。
Right now, we are all abide in this gathering place.
从现在到12:15的时候，你呢是住在这个聚会厅的里面。
From now on until 12:15, you are abide to stay in this place.
除非你现在离开。
Unless you leave now.
如果你现在不离开的话呢，就住在这个地方，住到什么时候呢？12:15。
If you don't leave, you stay here. It will be until 12:15.
这就是住在主里面。
That is to abide in the Lord.
没有什么复杂的事情。
Not very complicated.
我们的问题在哪里呢
？What's our problems?
我们住不了那么久的。
We can't stay that long.
我们到主面前只能住大概10分钟，了不起了。
We probably stay with the Lord for 10 minutes.
哎呀，住了10分钟以后，我们要忙别的事情了。
After 10 minutes, stay with the Lord, we say we have to do something else.
哎呀，我还有一个葡萄树要照顾了。
And I have to go take care of the vine.
啊，我们住在主里面十分钟啊。
We just stay in the Lord for 10 minutes.
然后我们就离开了。
Then we leave.
这怎么结果子呢
？How can we bear fruit？
这百合花能不能够栽在土里面，每天就十分钟的
？Can the lily stay in the field for 10 minutes a day？
如果这个百合花每天都放在土里面放十分钟都拿出来了
？If the lily leave the field after 10 minutes，
你看这个百合花还能够开花吗
？Is the lily can bloom？
我想没有一个百合花能够开花的。
By no means。
每天把它放在土里面就放十分钟。
If you just put them in the field for 10 minutes，
那今天我们就做这个事啊。
That's what we do.
我们很想结果的。
We want to bear fruit.
但是我们住在主里面，一天住十分钟了。
We only stay with the Lord 10 minutes.
这也算不错的了。
That's pretty good.
还有的连十分钟都不住的。
Some others that doesn't even stay for 10 minutes.
那天天还想结果子。
And then you still want to bear fruit.
这可能吗
？Is it possible?
这没有可能的。
No, it's impossible.
这是非常容易明白的一件事。
This is easy to understand.
我们都住在休斯顿呢，所以我们明白说呢，这个关于这个太空人的事啊。
We all live in Houston. We understand something about the astronauts.
太空人有一个葡萄树的。
And the astronauts has a vine.
这个太空人的葡萄树就是太空站。
That is their space station.
在那个太空的里面呢、啊， 这个太空人是不能离开这个太空站的。
The astronaut cannot depart from the space station.
他在太空站里面，他要什么东西都有什么东西。
He has all the needs in the space station.
他要离开站以后呢
？If he leaves the space station.
什么都不能。
He can't do anything.
所以太空站呢，就是他的葡萄树。
The space station is his vine.
你明白了吗
？Do you understand now?
主耶稣是我们的葡萄树。
The Lord is our vine.
离了主，什么都不能做。
We can do nothing if we depart from Him.
哎，那怎么办？太空人有时候要到太空里面，要太空散步怎么办呢
？And then, if the astronaut wants to wants it needs to work outside the space station.
太空站有时候要修理的，太空人需要到。太空站外面去修理，那怎么办呢
？Sometimes has to go outside the station to do some maintenance work.
那离了太空站，什么都不能做。
He can't do anything. When he leaves the space station.
所以这个太空人呢、啊，把这个太空站穿在他的身上啊。
So he put the station on him.
他穿了一个太空衣啊。
And then he will wear a suit.
带了一点那个氧气在身上、啊。
And then he has to take the oxygen tank with him.
这太空衣可以保持温度一定的压力。
And the suit will give him a temperature and pressure.
所以这个太空人离开太空站的时候呢，他把这个太空扇带在他的身上。
When he leaves the station, he has to take it with him.
因为离了太空扇，他不能做什么。
Because he can do nothing without the space station.
但他又必须要离开太空站。
But he has to leave.
他就把那个太空扇。带在他的身上。
So he take the station with him.
把那个太空站穿在他的身上。
So he wear the space station with him.
弟兄姊妹，圣经不是告诉我们吗
？Is the Bible tells us?
我们要披戴耶稣啊。
We have to wear Christ.
虽然我们是要去工作的。
Even though we have to go to work.
虽然我们是要去上学的。
Even though we have to go to school.
虽然我们要做其他的事物的。
Even though we have many things to do.
我们是要离开这个太空站的。
We have to leave the space station.
但离开的时候
，When you leave，
你要把太空站穿在身上。
You have to wear the space station on you。
你不能离开不带氧气的。
You cannot leave without oxygen。
你也不能离开这太空站不带太空衣的。
You cannot leave the space station without a suit。
因此，你得了这个太空衣以后
，When you have a suit。
虽然你在太空站的外面
，Even though you are outside the station，
虽然你在这个幽暗世界的里面
，Even though you are in the dark world，
但你所有一切的需要都在这个太空衣的里面。
But all your needs is in the space suit。
如果我们披戴我们的主的
，If we put the Lord on us，
我们可以出去上班的
，We can go for work。
我们可以开车，我们也可以做事的
，We can drive， we can do things。
但是呢，我们里面一切的需要。还是在主的里面。
But all our needs is in the Lord.
主就是我们的太空衣。
And then the Lord is our space suit.
住在主里面就是以神做我们的家。
And to abide in the Lord is to make the Lord our home.
主是我们的家。
The Lord is our home.
所以我们每天可以和他交通的。
So we can have fellowship with him.
我们可以每天学习顺服他的。
And then we can learn to obey him.
我们可以每天让神在我们身上工作的。
We can let him work on us every day.
因为他是我们的家。
Because he is our home.
这就是住在主里面的人。
This is a man called abide in the Lord.
圣经上让我们看见有许多这样的人，他们住在主的里面。
And the Bible showed us many people they are like this, abide in the Lord.
所以摩西说啊，他说啊，你世世代代做我们的居所。
So Moses says, you are our dwelling place in all generations.
所以大卫说，我要住在耶和华的殿中，直到永远。
So David says, I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
亚撒说：“除你以外，在天上我还有谁呢？除你以外，在地上我也没有可爱慕的。”
And Asaph also says, "Whom have I in heaven but you? And besides you, I desire nothing on earth."
这叫做住在主里面。
This is called abide in the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹们， so, 今天我们就是那个枝子。
So brothers and sisters, we are the branches.
没有什么复杂的道理。
There is no complicated teaching.
那个非常的实行道路是非常非常的简单。
It's very easy to do.
我们是不是在葡萄树与葡萄树连接
？And are we abide in the vine?
我们是不是住在主的里
？Stayed in the Lord.
那什么是果子呢
？What is the fruit?
那讲到果子，我们大家都非常熟悉。加拉太书第五章。
We all know Galatians chapter 5.
哎呀，我们都知道，而且圣灵所结的果子有几样呢
？And then how many the fruit that from the Holy Spirit？
有九样。
It's nine。
仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、 温柔、节制。
Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
但是你要注意啊，当圣经上讲果子的时候，它是用的是一个单数的一个字、啊。
But the Bible says it's a singular, the fruit.
没有九个果子啊。
It didn't say nine fruits.
啊，我们常常觉得，哎呀，圣灵所结的九个果子啊。
We always say there is a nine fruit from the Holy Spirit.
圣灵所结的果子就一个。
Actually, just one.
这九个是不同。表现就是了。
That is the nine characteristics of the fruit.
圣灵结的果子就一个。
And the holy, the fruit from the Holy
Spirit. 那一个果子是什么呢
？And what is that fruit?
这是这九个果子里面的哪一个
？And then which one from these nine characteristics?
弟兄姊妹都不是的。
None of them.
圣灵所结的果子就一个。
The only one fruit.
而这一个果子就是基督。
That fruit is Christ.
为什么我们说就是基督呢
？Why do we say that is the Christ?
为什么基督是果子呢
？Why Christ is the fruit?
你记得保罗曾经说过一句话
？Do you remember Paul used to say?
他说：“小子啊，我为你们在受生产之苦啊。
”My children, with whom I am again in labor.
只等到基督成形在你们心里、啊。
Until Christ is formed in you.
这就是那个枝子结果子了。
And that is the branches bear fruit.
这个葡萄树成形在这个枝子里面就是果子。
When the vine is formed in the branches, that is the fruit.
这就是住在主里面的结果。
That is the outcome of abiding in the vine.
有一天呢、啊，这个葡萄树的生命、啊、要成形在这个枝子的里面，而这就是果子。
One day, the life of the vine will be formed in the branches. That is.
这个果子有成九种不同的彰显呢。
And then this fruit has a nine different characteristics.
而这个结果的目的是荣耀神呢。
The outcome of bearing fruit is glorify God.
当这个果子结出来的时候，当基督成形在我们心里面的时候，当这九种表现彰显出来的时候，是神得到荣耀。
When the fruit was bared, when the characters was in the fruit, that is to God received glory.
弟兄姊妹要记得，只有基督才可以荣耀神呢、
啊。We have to remember only Christ can glorify God.
在基督以外，没有一件事情可以荣耀神的。
And nothing can glorify God outside Christ.
因此，今天我们在地上荣耀神的那个路在哪里呢
？So what is the path when we want to glorify God?
就是让基督成形在我们的里面。
We want Christ form in us.
让葡萄树成形在这枝子的里面。
May the vine form in the branch.
我们就能结果子来荣耀神。
Then we will bear fruit to glorify God.
然后呢？我父是栽培的人。
Then it says, "My father is the vine dresser."
这是非常非常重要的。我父是栽培的人。
It's very important. It says, "My father is the vine dresser."
他怎么栽培我们呢
？And then how does he work on us?
有两个方面。
Is in two aspects.
第一个方面呢，凡属我不结果子的枝子，他就剪去。
First of all, every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away.
我们看到这句话不太喜欢哈。
We don't like this one.
这还被剪去的。
We will be cut off.
这不太好。
We don't like that.
虽然我们有时候没有住在主里面，但是我们也不希望被剪去。
Even sometimes we're not abiding the Lord, but we don't want to be cut off.
我们总是这样想啊，我是没有住在主里面，我们都承认我没有住在主里面，但是呢，不要把我剪去啊。
We admit that Lord, we're not abiding in you, but do not cut me off.
哎呀，坏消息告诉你了，凡属我不结枝子，他就剪去啊。
I have a bad news for you. The one who does not bear fruit, give away.
你没有办法来从各个角度来说，哎，这不是真的剪去啊。
And then you can reasoning, oh, he's not really take me away.
那主的话非常的清楚嘛。
But his words very clearly.
凡属我不结果子枝子，他就剪去嘛。
Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away.
这个不难明白的。
It's easy to understand.
这里告诉我们怎么是呢
？And what does it here tells us?
联合呢是一个真理。
And to the unification, the unify is a truth.
Union.
The union is a truth.
我们与基督联合是一个不能改变的一个事实。
The union is a fact that will never change.
这件事情永远不能改变。
And then it will never change.
神给我们的救恩是一个事实，永远不能改变的。
The salvation from God is a fact, is a truth that will never change.
那为什么要剪去呢
？Then why it will be taken away?
但是我们知道啊。 交通是一个经历的。
We know the communion is an experience.
我们和神联合一个事实，但是一个真理。
The union with Lord is a truth.
但是交通是经历。
But union with Him is an experience.
我们是可能与主联合，但是与主没有交通的。
We are unified with Him, but we have no fellowship with Him.
所以你看到那个不结果子的枝子。就是这个代表。
And then when you see the branches does not bear fruit, that's what it is.
那个不结果的枝子与主仍然是联合的。
And the branches does not bear fruit, still united with the vine.
但是它和葡萄树是没有交通的。
But has no communion with the vine.
这件事情是非常严肃的。
This is very serious.
我们每一个人信了主以后，与主都是联合的。
All of us after we were saved, we are in the union with of the Lord.
这件事情是不能改变的。
It will never change.
但是我们和主有没有交通呢
？Do we have communion with the Lord?
我们有没有失去那个交通呢
？Do we lost the communion?
我们失去那个交通就不结果子了。
If we lost the communion, we will not bear.
我们如何失去这个交通呢
？And how do we lost it?
为什么会失去交通呢
？And then why do we lost it?
一个原因就是。
One reason is sin.
当犯罪以后呢，那个交通就失去了。
When we sinned, the communion will lost.
这个亚当和夏娃和神是非常有交通的。
When Adam and Eve, they have a very good communion with God.
神每天都跟他们交通的。
And then God communicate with them every day.
他们也非常喜乐和神交通的。
And they're happy with the Lord.
但是当他们犯罪的那一天开始，这个交通就失去了。
Since the day that they sinned, they lost the communion.
当他们犯罪的那一天，当神来到伊甸园的时候，他们心里面没有喜乐，只有害怕。
On the day that they sinned against God, when God called them, they had no joy but fear.
当他们里面有罪的时候，这个交通就失去了。
When the sin entered them, the communion lost.
弟兄姊妹们，我们身上也常常因为罪的缘故，使我们失去了与主的交通。
And brothers and sisters, because of sin, sometimes we lost the communion with the Lord.
还有原因可以让我们失去交通的。
And also other reasons can cause us lost the communion.
世上的势力。
And the worries of the world.
世上的势力是能够让我们失去与神的交通的。
The worries of the world will lead us to lose the communion with the Lord.
还有一件事情，钱财的迷惑。
And then also the deceitfulness of riches.
这两件事情是让这个枝子与葡萄树没有交通的。
These two things will cause the branches not abide in the vine.
今天我们与神失去交通，多半是因为这三件事情。
And when we lost the communion with the Lord, mostly it's because of these three things.
要不然是我们里面有罪。
And then either is we have sin.
要不然是我们有世上的思虑啊。
Or we have worries of the world.
要不然就是钱财的迷惑。
All the deceitfulness of riches.
让这个枝子与葡萄树没有交通。
And the branches has no communion with the vine.
人若与神没有交通，就没有住在主的里面。
If we have no communion with the Lord and not abiding in Him.
第六节，就像枝子丢在外面枯干，人起来就热火里烧了。
Verse 6 it says, if anyone does not abide in me and is thrown away as a branch and dried up, and then the people gather him and cast him into the fire, and they burn.
这句话非常可怕。
It is very severe.
如果我们不以神为家，
if we're not to take the Lord as our home,
如果我们以罪为家，
if we take sin as our home,
我们住在那个罪的里面，
if we abide in our sins,
那结果呢，要在火里面烧了。
And then the outcome is we will be tossed to the fire and burned.
如果我们以世上的势力为家，
if we take home of the worries in the world,
如果我们以钱财的迷惑为家，
if we take home of the deceitfulness of riches,
那个结果要在火里面烧了。
And then the outcome is to cast in the fire and burned.
那你说，那我这样被烧了，我还得救吗？
And then we say, if I'm burned, can I be saved?
这跟得救没有关系。
There's nothing to do with your salvation.
神的话是成就的。
And then God will do what He promised.
以色列人说，这个葡萄树啊，有一天要火焰烧的。
And then God told Israelites, this vine one day will be cast in the fire and burned.
所以在诗篇八十篇的时候，就告诉我们，有一天这个葡萄树要被丢在火里面烧的。
In Psalm 80, it says, this vine one day will be tossed in the fire and burned.
所以在诗篇八十篇十六节说，这树已经被火焚烧，必到砍伐。
And then in Psalm 80, it says, this vine is already burned, it will be cut off.
因为以色列人不住在葡萄树里面。
Because Israelites didn't abide in the vine.
神就把这个枝子砍下来，就丢到火里面烧了。
So the Lord cut off the branch and tossed in the fire.
他们就被掳到巴比伦去了。
And they were captured in Babylonia.
那就是以色列人这个葡萄树的枝子被火焚烧的故事。
And then that is a story of Israelites. That branch was cut off and put in the
fire. 神把这个枝子丢在火里面，是出于爱而不是出于恨。
God put this branch in the fire is because now he.
今天神把我们摆在火的里，不是出于恨，是出于爱。
When God put us in the fire, it's not because He hates us, because He loves us.
有一天的时候到的时候，他要从火中把这个柴要重新捡起来的。
One day, when time comes, He will pick us up. He will plunk us out from the fire.
所以撒迦利亚就看见这个异象。
So that's why Zechariah saw this vision.
他看见这个大祭司约书亚站在神的面前。
He saw the priest and stand before God.
看见撒旦在他右边控告他。
And when he sees Satan accused him.
结果呢，神就斥责那个撒旦。
And then God rebuked Satan.
神说：“这呢，不是我从火中所抽出来的一根柴吗？”
And then God told Satan, "Is this not the branch plucked from the fire?"
以色列是神从火中里面抽出来的一根柴。
Israelites is the branch that God plucked out from the fire.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果我们不住在主的里面，那个枝子要被砍下来的。
So brothers and sisters, do not abide in the vine, it takes away.
有人在火里烧了。
Put in the fire and then burn.
但是那个烧是为了爱，而不是为了恨。
But that fire is because of love, not because of hatred.
在那个火的里面，
in the fire, if we repent.
然后神就把那个柴呢，从火里面呢，就抽出来了。
Then God will pluck us from the fire.
这就是。那个栽培的人所做的事。
That is the work of the vine dresser.
所以弟兄姊妹，今天如果就是你在火的里面，你也不要失望。
So even you're in the fire, do not despair.
因为神已经预言了，神要应许我们在火里面有悔改的时候，这个柴、这个枝子、这个柴就要被抽出来了。
Because God has promised us, when the branch repent in the fire, He will pluck us out from the fire.
这个栽培人还做另外一件事。
And this vine dresser has to do another thing.
他说，凡结果子的，他就修理干净，使枝子结果子更多。
Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes so that it may bear more fruit.
这结果子的枝子也不是没有问题的。
And the branches will bear fruit has problem too.
所以你今天觉得，哎，我是结果子的，也不要太高兴。
When you think you are the one is bearing fruit,Do not be glad too much.
这个好的枝子呢，也是要修剪的。
Because the good branches will be pruned.
这个好的枝子有什么问题呢？
What's the problem with those good branches?
它有时候啊，这个好的枝子，它与这个葡萄树呢是有交通的。
And then this good branch has the communion with the vine.
从葡萄树里面呢得了许许多多养分。
And it receive many nutrients from the vine.
哎，结果这个枝子啊就拼命的长叶子。
And then this branch is grow a lot of leaves.
哎呀，长得很茂盛的，好多叶子，太漂亮了。
And it has a lot of beautiful leaves.
就像那个。新约里面那个无花果树一样，哎呀，长得多茂盛，多漂亮！走近一看，一个果子都没有。
It's like the fig tree in the Bible. It grows and beautiful. When you close, there's no fruit.
哎呀，这也是我们经营的问题啊。
That's our problem too.
我们从主领受很多的恩。
We receive many grace from the Lord.
很多很多的东西。
And then we receive many things from the Lord.
结果我们在枝上拼命长叶子啊。
And then we just grow leaves on the branches.
长得非常让人。这个佩服的。
And then people look at and they like.
哎呀，人人看到你都觉得，哎呀，真属灵的。
And then people see you to say, oh, you're so spiritual.
哎呀，真有知识啊。
And then you are very knowledgeable.
哎呀，真是比不上啊。
And then I can't compare to you.
但是主来看的时候没有果子。
When God look at us, there's no fruit.
哎，这栽培人就来了。
And then the vine dresser comes.
把这个漂亮的叶子都剪掉的。
And then a pruner will cut off all the leaves.
把这个枝子剪得秃秃的。
And then there will be no leaf.
哎，我们就很难过了。
And then we feel sad.
我们所重视的是叶子。
What we emphasize, we want the leaves.
栽培人所注重的是那个果子。
But the vine dresser, he wants the fruit.
我们常常把神的恩典用在 除了结果子以外的事物上去了。
We use grace from God many things other fruit.
我们把神的恩典用在什么地方？用在自己的荣耀里面去了。
And then what we use the glory, I mean the grace from God to glorify ourselves.
我们要让人觉得我呢很爱主的。
And I want people to think I love the Lord.
啊，我们让人看到，哎呀，我呢是很摆上的。
And then when in people's eyes that they will consider that I serve a lot.
你看我有这么多的叶子。
See how many leaves I have.
但是那个栽培人来看以后，通通要剪掉。
When the vine dresser come, they will cut those off.
只有果子能够荣耀神。
Only the fruit will glorify God.
只有基督可以荣耀神。
Only Christ can glorify God.
在基督以外的事物都不能荣耀神。
Other things outside Christ will not glorify God.
通通都要剪掉。
He will trim it all.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们礼拜五来到这里读圣经，为什么呢？
Why do we come here to study Bible on Fridays?
有的人来读圣经呢，是来长叶子的。
And then some people come to read it because they want to grow leaves.
每个礼拜来读真好啊，真丰富啊，叶子越长越多。
And then it's so rich, I grow so many.
不是的，我们礼拜五来圣经是让栽培的人来修剪我们的。
Actually, when we read Bible, we want the vine dresser.
所以每个礼拜五来读圣经，应该读那个读越读越读，叶子要越读越少才可以啊。
The more you read, the less leaves.You should have.
不要把叶子越读越多，叶子要越读越少。
The more you read the Bible, the less leaves.
当那些多的叶子都没有以后呢，所有的养分呢都在那个果子的里面。
If you don't have those actual leaves, and all the nutrient will use it to grow the to bear the fruit.
因为神的话就是栽培人手中的工具。
Because the word of God is the tool of the vine dresser.
因为讲给你们的道，第三节已经干净了。
Because you are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you.
神把他的话摆在我们的面前。
And then God placed His word before us.
这个话就像那个栽培人手中剪子一样。
Those words is like the scissors, cutters in the vine dresser.
当神的话发出亮光的时候，神就那个剪子把我们的多余的叶子就剪掉了。
When we have the enlightenment from the words, and then God's, it will be cut off our own leaves.
这叫读圣经。
That is to call to read the Bible.
弟兄姊妹，我们礼拜五来这里读圣经的时候，读完以后呢，有没有觉得比较轻松呢？
After you read Bible every Friday, do you feel like you are more relaxed?
有的时候我们读完圣经后，里面觉得非常轻松啊。
And then many times we feel very relaxed.
为什么觉得轻松呢？
Why?
因为好多叶子都被剪掉了。
Because many leaves are cut off.
这回去的时候觉得很轻松啊。
So when you go home, you feel really relaxing.
然后下礼拜来又长了很多叶子。
Next when you come, you grow more leaves.
啊，圣灵再来把它那多余的都剪掉了。
And then God will prune those.
还要神的恩典能够成为结果子的那个原因啊。
And then may the grace of God will become the reason to bear fruit.
那我们如何来住在主里面呢？
And how do we abide in the Lord?
节他说我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。
Verse 5 says, I am the vine and you are.
所以呢，这个葡萄树在前面，那个枝子在后面。
Vine first, the branches second.
因为这是讲到那个联合的问题。
That's talking about the union.
联合是一个真理。
And the union is a fact.
联合是神做的。
And then that's what God did.
乃是神在十字架上所成就的一个功夫。
That is the work that He accomplished on the cross.
这个联合不是我们做的。
And then we can't do anything about that.
我们没有一个人在这个联合的事情上有任何的功劳的。
We have no works related to the union.
那后面呢？他说：“藏在我里面，我也藏在他里面。”
And then He say, "He who abide in me, and I in him."
哎，这是我们在前面了。
And now we are first.
我们要藏在主的里面，然后主才藏在我们的里面。
We have to abide in Him first, then the Lord will abide in us.
啊，这里讲到那个交通了。
And this talking about the communion.
这个交通我们有责任的。
We have responsibilities.
在联合我们是没有责任的。
We can't do anything about the union.
但是交通我们有责任。
But the communion responsibilities.
那我们有什么责任呢？
What is our responsibilities?
我们读约翰一书第二章。
When we read First John chapter 2.
约翰一书第二章二十七节。
Verse 27.
他说：“你们从主所受的恩膏常存在你们心里，并不用人教训你们，自有主的恩膏在凡事上教训你们。”这恩膏是真的，不是假的。 最后一句话，你们要按着恩膏的教训住在主里面。
As for you, the anointing which you received from him abides in you, and you have no need for anyone to teach you, but as his anointing teaches you about all things, and it is true and not a lie, and just as it is taught you, you abide in him.
我们蒙恩得救的那一天，恩膏就住在我们里。
Since the day we were saved, the anointing abides in us.
这件事是非常真实的。
And that is true.
这是真的，不是。
This is true, it's not a lie.
我们必须要认真的来做这件事情。
We have to pay attention to this.
恩膏凡事上都要教训你们。
Because his anointing teaches you about all things.
从前你说谎是没有感觉的。
And then before you lie, you have no sense.
你信主以后，你说谎你是有感觉的。
And then after you are saved, when you lie, you feel it.
从前你说谎，你不知道自己在做错了事。
And then before you lie, you don't think that's wrong.
当你蒙恩得救以后，你说谎，你已经知道你做错了一件事。
And then after you are saved, when you lie, you know you must did something wrong.
为什么你从前不知道你现在知道？
And then why you didn't feel anything, now you know.
为什么你从前没有感觉，你现在有感觉？
And then why before you have no feeling, now you feel.
因为你有恩膏在你的里面。
Because the anointing abides in you.
恩膏在凡事上都要教训你。
He teaches you in everything.
在最小的一件事情要教训你。
And then he will teach you in the least thing.
无论你做任何一件事情，只要不讨神的喜悦，你的心里面都知道。
Anything you do, if it's not please the Lord, and in heart you know.
因为我们有恩膏在我们的里面。
Because the anointing is in us.
没有一个蒙恩得救没有这个经历。
And then we all have such experience.
没有一个蒙恩得救的人会犯罪的时候里面没有感觉的。
And we all have feel, we will have feeling when we sin against God.
因此一个住在主里面的人是非常非常容易的一件事。
So abide in the Lord is easy for us.
也是当这个恩膏来教训我们的时候，我们要按照这个恩膏的教训来住在主里面。
When the anointing teaches, we have to abide in Him.
当这个感觉出来，觉得这个说谎不好的时候
，When you have the feeling that you know it's not good for you to lie,
我们就不要说这个谎。
And then do not lie.
如果这个谎话已经说出去的话
，If it's already spoken,
要向人更正过来。
You have to correct in front of people.
这叫做按照恩膏的教训来住在主里。
This is to just as it is taught you, you abide in Him.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道我们的撒旦是说谎人之父。
We all know that Satan is the father of liars.
撒旦要来破坏一个人，是从这个人的说谎开始。
And that Satan will destroy a person and start from lying.
因此，一个人要从黑暗进到光明里面。头一件事情要对付的就是说谎的舌头、啊。
If a person will be out of darkness, enter the light, he has to deal with his lying tongue.
所以读新约圣经里面，凡是在生活的教导里面，第一个教导就是弃绝谎言。
And then in the New Testament, the first teaching is we have to depart from lies.
从这个弃绝谎言开始，我们来住在主的里面。
And we start from depart from lying, and then we abide.
我们在信主以后，我们如果不顺服的恩膏的教训，仍然说谎话的话
，If we after we saved we do not abide in the Holy Spirit, we still lie.
我们里面就有那么一点黑暗。
And then there is a darkness in us.
那这个一点的黑暗就够了，仇敌就能够在那个地方作为他的一个基地。
That little darkness is enough for Satan to be a base in your heart.
今天仇敌是非常厉害的。
And the end.Has power.
所以你不能仇敌在你的心里面有一个基地的。
You cannot let the enemy has a base in your heart.
因此我们不能够在信主以后仍然说谎话。
We cannot lie after we are saved.
要按照恩膏的教训来住在主的里面。
We have to abide in the Lord according to the anointing's teaching.
当圣灵来指出我们这句话是不真实的时候
，When the Holy Spirit tells us what you just said is not true.
他的声音是微小的。
Even his voice is small, soft.
圣灵的声音跟你太太声音不一样的。
The Holy Spirit's voice is different than your wife's.
你不要误会，圣灵声音没有像你太太声音那么大的。
The Holy Spirit's voice is very gentle, it's not as loud as your wife.
圣灵声音没有像你先生那么大的。
It's not as loud as your husband.
你知道圣灵的先生，圣灵声音比你先生的声音的十分之一还要小。
The voice of the Holy Spirit is at least a ten.One-tenth of the voice from your husband.
比你太太的声音的十分之一还要小。
And then your wife too.
声音非常小的。
The voice of the Holy Spirit is very gentle.
什么程度呢？
How gentle it is?
好像那个风吹过那个声音。
It's like a gentle breeze.
这是圣经的话，我不在这里乱讲的。
And then I'm not make up by myself. It's what the Bible tells us.
这是列王记上讲的。
It is in what it tells us in the First King.
这个圣灵的那个声音呢，是微小的。
And then the voice of the Holy Spirit is very still, small voice.
好像那个细雨，所以我们说细雨啊，微声细雨啊。
It's like a drizzling, whispering.
Yeah. 所以你要注意才听得见的。
You have to pay attention and you can hear.
所以我们在主的里面要知道有这么一个声音在我们里面。
We need know there's a voice in us.
虽然是微小的。
Even though it is gentle.
它是真的。
But that's true.
你知道的。
You know.
你绝对不会不知道的。
You must know.
当这个声音出来的时候。
When this voice speaks to you.
那就是你的责任。
Then that's your responsibility.
那就是我的责任。
That's my responsibility.
只有这么一个责任。
That's my only ability.
就那声音对我说话的时候。
When the voice speaks to me.
我顺服还是不顺。
I obey or not.
我顺服，我就住在主里面。
I obey, I abide in the Lord.
我不顺服，我就不住在主里。
I disobey, I'm not abiding in the Lord.
就这么简单。
Just that simple.
没有复杂的大道理。
And it is not a complicated teaching.
这是真实的。
That is true.
每一个信耶稣的人都能够见证这件事情是真实的。
All the followers of the Lord, we can testify that's true.
只是我们常常不顺服就是。
And then it's just we often we disobey him.
如果我们能够按照这样的恩膏的教训来住在主里面。
If we abide in the Lord according to the anointing's teaching.
当事情来到了。
When things come.
当我们需要做决定的时候。
When we need to make decision.
回到你的里面去。
And enter into your heart.
不要回头脑的里面去分析。
Not in your mind and analyze.
不要去想外面的事。
And don't think about too much outwardly.
回到你的内心的深处去。
And enter your inner heart.
那个圣灵的恩膏怎么说？
And then how the anointing tells you.
他会说话的。
He speaks.
他有意见的。
And then he has opinions.
他有想法的。
He has thoughts.
他的想法常常跟我的想法不一样的。
His thoughts are different than mine.
他的意念高过我的意念。
His thoughts is higher than mine.
他的道路非同我的道路。
His way is higher than mine.
我们常常不愿意走他要我们走的道路。
And many times we do not want to walk the way he wants us to do.
因此我们不能住在主的里面。
So that's why we cannot abide in the Lord.
这个道路是清楚的。
And this way is very clear.
这个操练是简单的。
And this exercise is simple.
我们要按照这个教训。恩膏的教训，我们就住在主的里面。
And when we obey the anointing, we abide in the Lord.
所有其他的事物都是生命的结果。
And then all others is the outcome of the life.
在我们里面没有其他的挣扎。
And then in our life, you have no struggles from other things.
这是唯一的一个责任。
And this is our only responsibility.
顺服我们里面的神，还是我们不顺服里面的神？
We obey or not obey God who dwells in us.
好，我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢我们赞美你的恩典。
Lord, we thank you and praise your grace.
主啊，我们知道这段圣经是我们非常熟悉的。
And then we know this Bible.
主啊，我们甚至也讲过给小朋友听这些话。
And we also tell this to our children.
但是我们仍然求主怜悯我们。把这个这段话里面的那个光能够赐给我们。
Lord, we still ask you have mercy on us, so enlighten us with your words.
让我们能够真实看见我们里面那个光景是什么。
And let us to see our true condition.
我们是那个属于主不结果子的枝子呢？
Are we the branches belong to you but not bear fruit?
还是那个没有被修剪过的那个结果子的枝子呢？
Or is the branch but has not been pruned?
我们求主早晨再借着你的话把这个生命浇通在我们的里面。
And when we have the live communion with you through your words.
让我们知道这个事情不是抽象的一件事。
And then let us to know this is not a abstract.
这是可以实行的一件事。
And this is truth.
我们是可以住在主里面的。
We can abide in the Lord.
神是可以住在我们里面的。
And the Lord can abide in us.
这是主给我们的一个极为极大的恩典。
This is a grace from Lord.
让我们众人都能够进入这个恩典的当中。
That is all entered into this grace.
我们感谢你给我们这些机会。这些交通
We thank you for this fellowship, this chance.
我们把它都交在主的手中。
We place in your hands.
奉靠主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.